my wife. I prove to her how happy I am the rest of my life. Hey, hey, you know I feel all right again.
From his new disc, Blues with a Mood, that was Big Bill Morganfield with his cover of I Feel All Right Again, an old Junior Parker tune. That one dates back many years. And wonderful rendition of that that number. It was good when Junior Parker recorded it, and it's very, very nice on Morganfield's disc. Bill Morganfield, the son of McKinley Morganfield, Muddy Waters' son. Big Bill bringing us into the third hour, 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And stay tuned at 3 o'clock. Freetown Radio will be coming your way with Roger Cash. The Tedeschi Trucks Band has a brand new disc out. The husband and wife team of Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. The disc is called Made Up My Mind. From that disc, here is Susan on vocals and Derek on guitar. A number called Do I Look Worried?
Back in the day when I lied, we'd always fight. Now I hear you all fooling around out every night. I don't have to take it anymore, and I'm tired of always keeping score. Oh, I'm saying, do I look worried to you? Such a disgrace, you were wrong. I'll try it again, stay till the end, but how long? We've been here so many times, and I know you've met me so many lies. Oh, I'm saying, do I look worried to you? Do I look worried to you?
Charles Burton Blues Band from a brand new disc called Sweet Potato Pie. That was a number entitled Your Number. And before we heard Charles Burton and his group, we heard the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Susan Tedeschi and husband Derek Trucks from their disc Made Up My Mind. And again, they did a number entitled Do I Look Worried? And speaking of new discs, you've probably, if you've been listening much to KRVS, you probably heard a few tracks from Buddy Guy's new double disc set called Rhythm and Blues. Some really, really interesting work by Buddy. Buddy, of course, originally from Lettsworth, Louisiana. He's been in Chicago since the late 50s. Here's Buddy with a number entitled What's Up With That Woman. Again, this is from Buddy's two-disc set, Rhythm and Blues.
Kitchen, pots and pans ain't a thing. Dishes piled up in the sink. She don't cook or clean. What's up with that woman? Whoa, what's up with that woman? Treat me so bad, but her loving drive me mad. What's up with that woman? Somebody tell me. What's up with that woman? Wait a minute. I got something else to tell you. Shop all day long. She spend way too much. She burned through my money. I can't print it fast enough. What's up with that woman? Tell me. What's up with that woman? My love and drive me mad. What's up with that woman?
wait. I had a chill this morning, I was too tired to shake. Got a good poker hand, and I'm too tired to win. I can hear my baby calling, too tired to let her in. I'm tired, I declare, I'm tired. Well, don't shake me, you might break me. I'm too tired for anything. I'm too tired to walk, too tired to run. I can hear my baby calling. I'm too tired to come. I'm too tired. I declare, I declare, I declare, I'm too tired. Well, don't shake me, you might break me. Well, I'm too tired for anything. Well, I'm too tired to walk, too tired to run. I can hear my baby calling, but I'm too tired to come. Yeah, yeah, child, I'm too tired. I'm too tired, I'm too tired, I'm too tired for anything. Well, let's walk. Catch a fire, I would run and jump all about. With this window wide open, I would roll right out. I'm too tired. Yeah, yeah, I declare I'm too tired. I declare I'm too tired. I'm too tired for anything.
Too tired. Some early Johnny Guitar Watson. His career started in Houston. He was a running buddy of Albert Collins and Johnny Copeland back in the 1950s. Johnny Guitar Watson took off for the West Coast and did well out there. And in the 1970s, when disco and a few other genres were really, really hurting blues musicians. Nobody was really that interested in blues at the time as far as hot music was concerned. That was when Johnny Guitar Watson was having his greatest success. He did so as cutting disco records. Interesting way for a blues man to turn, but it kept his career alive. Before we heard Johnny Guitar Watson, we heard Buddy Guy from his new two-disc set, Rhythm and Blues. Buddy did a number called What's Up With That Woman. Buddy's start really got going back in Chicago when he started recording for Cobra Records back in the late 1950s. Also recording for Cobra at that time, and originally from Philadelphia, Mississippi, was Otis Rush. We're going to listen to one of Otis's old Cobra recordings from that era. Here's Otis Rush with Three Times a Fool. Thank you.
way you do.
Snooky Pryor from 1994 and from his disc In This Mess, Up to My Chest. Snooky on blues harp and vocals, along with Derek O'Brien on guitar and the famous Pine Top Perkins on piano on that particular number. Snooky Pryor got his start on the Chicago blues scene back in the 1940s when he got out of the Army. He played on Maxwell Street quite a bit, recorded some back in the late 40s, and for a while got out of the blues, but then was talked back into it. And the last decade or two of his life, he had some really, really good recordings out. Before we heard Snooky Pryor here on the Blues Box, we heard Otis Rush from the 1950s when he was recording for Cobra Records back then. Otis Rush on guitar and vocals with a number called Three Times a Fool. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production, services, and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we look now at some of the music going on around the area. There's quite a bit happening this weekend. Brass Bed, as well as Reading, and also Dana Falconberry will be at Artmosphere tonight. Also this evening, Modern Jazz Movement plays Blue Dog Cafe. Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole, as well as Fufale, will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. plays E. Monelli this evening. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be at Agave 2. Also tonight, Donnie and the Pool Dudes at McGee's Landing. Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Jambalaya plays Randall's this evening. Scott Allen Stagg is at Bisbano's. Rare Luth, as well as Boom Boom, and also Burlesque at Feed and Seed. The Kurt Boudreau will be playing Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night. And the Dan DeSandro Trio will be at Poor Bar and Winery this evening. Also this evening, the 24th Annual Lafayette Reggae and Cultural Festival, their kickoff celebration will take place at Visions Bar here in Lafayette, and tomorrow starting at 4, the festival will commence. This takes place at Pelican Park in Karen Crow. The gates will open at noon, and the music will go on till till around midnight tomorrow night. Again, that's the 24th Annual Lafayette Reggae and Cultural Festival. And don't forget also the Gaydon Duck Festival is taking place this weekend. For those of you that want to make festivals, you've got some good choices. Also tomorrow, Dickie Doo and the Zydeco crew play for Zydeco Breakfast at Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Just about every Saturday afternoon here in Lafayette, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. Also tomorrow night, Lily Brave, as well as the Coyotes, will be at Artmosphere. Dustin Saunier, along with Yvette Landry and special guest Roddy Romero, will be at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. Donnie and the Pool Dudes play Blue Dog Cafe. The Ronnie Weiss Band with Brad Swallow will be at Badaz in Port Barry tomorrow evening. The Aggressive Folks Show will be at Bisbano's tomorrow night. Also tomorrow, Howard Noel Jr. and Cajun Boogie play at the Liberty Theater in Eunice, and that will be broadcast live, of course, here on KRVS. Also tomorrow night, La Poussière will have a high performance, and Least of These, as well as The Walking Tree, plays Wild Salmon tomorrow night. The Nouveau String Band will be at Blue Dog Cafe this Sunday for a brunch. Also Sunday, Horace Trahan, Austin Express at Whiskey River, Corey Arsenault at Randall's, Growl at Artmosphere, and Briggs Brown and the Bayou Cajuns will be playing for a Bal de Dimanche from 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday afternoon at Vermilionville. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. There's a Cajun jam just about every Wednesday night at Blue Moon Saloon. And Thursday evenings, David Egan plays at Charlie G's. Speaking of David Egan, his latest disc, his new release, is charting on the Living Blues charts, or radio charts. It's one of the longer-running blues charts, so it's quite nice to see David hitting that particular ranking. Here is David from his latest disc. It's self-titled, David Egan, David on piano and vocals, with a number that Tab Benoit recorded a few years back. Here is David Egan with his own One Foot in the Bayou. Thank you.
it shows. Just don't move it like that, psycho. She done gone up to the city. Now she don't know what to do. She got 1 foot in New York City, 1 foot in the bayou. Candied yams. She packed her bags. You should have seen the bits of cans full of turnip green. She done gone up to the city. Still got mud on her shoes. She got 1 foot in New York City, 1 foot in the bayou. She might come home, you just can't tell. But if she runs out of luck, then I drive right up and get her in my truck. Till she done gone up to the city, now she don't know what to do. Born and raised in Morgan City, still got mud on her shoes.
Shadow. possess your body, but the devil owns your soul. Full moon. Full moon. Shadows creep, they don't make a sound. They keep going round and round. The full moon, the full moon. Don't wanna go away. Guess you're gonna hang around, you know, another day.
Dalton Reed from a disc called Louisiana Soul Man. That disc came out in 1992. Dalton died of a heart attack in 1994 while performing up in Minneapolis. Dalton was from originally from Cade and was a Lafayette area musician, really a very talented guy. He had a couple of discs out on Bullseye Blues Records label. And before we heard Dalton, we heard David Egan. David, of course, a resident of the Acadiana area. And David, David's latest disc is self-titled. We heard him do a number that that was earlier recorded by Tab Benoit, One Foot in the Bayou. David is a really, really fine lyricist, you know, good pianist and vocalist, too. But his songs have been recorded by a lot of people over the years. David Egan. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to someone else Dalton Reed, who is from around the Cade area. We're talking about the late Harry Hippolyte. Harry years ago played guitar in Clifton Chenier's band. He eventually had a disc out on his own called Louisiana Country Boy. From that disc, here is Harry Hippolyte with a number he learned from Clifton.
I'm coming home, coming home. That's where I belong. You know all of my friends, they all turn their backs on for me. I'm coming home, meet my mother. That's where I belong. Turn their backs on poor me. I'm coming home and meet my dear old mother. That's where I belong. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's where I belong, with my mama.
Thank you.
Philip Walker from his disc Going Back Home. Philip Walker doing a number called Leave My Money Alone. Philip was originally from Welsh, Louisiana. He was in Clifton Chenier's band back in 1955. He ended up moving out to South Central L.A. years and years ago. He's had a number of discs out. This one, unfortunately, was his last. Before we heard Philip Walker, we heard Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte, originally from Kay, Louisiana, St. Martinville area. Harry, from his disc Louisiana Country Boy, did a Clifton tune for us called I'm Coming Home. Next year on KRVS, music from Corey Harris. Corey spent quite a bit of time living in New Orleans. We're going to listen to Corey from his second Alligator disc, Between Midnight and Day. Here is Corey's cover of the old blues classic, 61 Highway.
On the road, I know '61 Highway, it's on the road. Take you to New York City. Some folks say the Greyhound bus don't run. Some folks say side. catch a greyhound bus and ride.
Again, Corey Harris with his rendition of 61 Highway. They call it the Blues Highway. Goes all the way up to Minnesota. And some of the blues songs take it to Atlanta and New York. But doesn't go to Atlanta or New York. But a lot of people say back then it got you out of Mississippi. Corey Harris doing a fine job on that number. He credits the tune to Mississippi Fred McDowell, but it's a lot older than a lot of Fred McDowell's recordings, so definitely a blues classic. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're also streaming live audio on the web at krvs.org. As we said many, many times before, we are listener-supported public radio. Hate to beat the drum too often, but we have to have support, financial support from listeners to keep these programs going. And if you are one of the supporters that keeps us on the air with your annual contributions, we'd like to thank you for that support. If not, we hope that you'll join the team and help us continue these programs by giving us a financial contribution. You can do that securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06. And, of course, we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to turn to one of the architects of New Orleans soul and funk. We're talking about the pianist Wilson Turbinton, known as Willie T. Here he is with a number called On the QT to take us up to news time with NPR.